Should begin, okay.
Okay, let's begin. Sug, you're supposed to be doing is Psuleitis. We find in Choshen Mishput in Simen Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet, Lamed Hey, Lamed Vov, Lamed Zion. All these Simonim discuss the Dinim of Psuleitis. When I was 19 years old, I think I was an aide on a ksuba for a friend of mine's wedding, and Harav Kalevsky's Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva near Yisroel, asked my friend and I if we gamble. And I said, I don't gamble at all. My friend said he does a little bit. So Rav Kalevsky said, I can't let you be an aide on the ksuba unless you're makabel upon yourself to do tshuva. So he said he did, he would, and he was let him be an aide. So that's, I guess, we'll concentrate. We'll try to focus in the beginning on the gambling, and then we'll go to all. Try to get as much as we can to Psuleitis. I think it's important to start off by saying there's two distinctions that we must point out between Psule D'Oraisa and Psuleitis Midrabanan. Someone can be Pasul Min HaTorah, someone can be Pasul Midrabanan. The first distinction is that if you will define what it means in a few minutes, Bez Hashem, but if you're Pasul Leitis Min HaTorah, you're Pasul from the very time you did the Aveira that makes you Pasul, Mishas Aveira. If you're Pasul Leitis Min Rabbanan, you need what is called a Hachraza. You need to be announced in Beis Din that you've done such and such Aveira in the Shul, in the Beis Medrash, whatever it might be, and then from that time on, you're Pasul. But until the Hachraza, someone who's Pasul Leitis Min Rabbanan is not Pasul. So that's the first major distinction that I want to begin with. The second one is, as the Gemara has in Yevamos, and Daf Hey Amid Beis, that someone who's Pasul Leitis D'Oraisa is Pasul, of course, even for Eidus Isha, to testify whether a husband's dead, to allow a woman to remarry. If someone's Pasul Leitis Midrabanan, like a Gazal Midrabanan, the Gemara says Heis Isha. They were matter a Gazal Midrabanan to testify in Eidus Isha to allow a woman to remarry. So those are the first two distinctions that I want to begin with. So if we focus on the case of Misachik Bekuvya, the first Psuleitis I want to focus on, the Mishnah has that on Chaf Dalet and Beis in Sanhedrin. And the Gemara points out two reasons why the guy's Psuleitis, a gambler. One is because of Asmachta Lokanya, and therefore when we do a kinyan in halacha, you need das makta, das kona, and a maisa kinyan. You need the willingness of the buyer, the seller, and you need a maisa kinyan. And when the guy loses in gambling, the psychology of the gambler is that he's always going to win. And when he loses, the guy's really stealing the money from him. The das makta is lacking. And therefore, you really are a goslin, because a smakta is a lack of das makta. So a gambler that wins is defined as being a goslin al pi pashtus. That's what a smachta lokanya means. And Tosus points out you really should be a goslim in a Torah, but since you do it b'shogeg, no one thinks that you're not like a pickpocket. You sat down to gamble and you took the money. So since you did it in a form that was shogeg, you're downgraded to be possible only midrabanan. That's the way, the first reasoning in the Gemara. And then the Gemara says, kolki agav delati, the Gemara says, not called an smachta. The first sheet is Rami Barham in the Gemara. The second sheet is Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, Kolki Agav Lav Asmachti. It's not an Asmachta because Rashi says it's not Biyodo. You don't necessarily know you're going to win. And since you don't know for sure you're going to win, you know there's a possibility you might lose, so there is Dasmachta. And the guy that wins is not really stealing from you. Tosfos, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, says a different reason why it's not an Asmachta. He says because it's bilateral. Lamais, whenever something is bilateral, you stand to win and I stand to lose, we're both mischive ourselves with that possibility, 50-50. And therefore, that's not an asmachta. Asmachta is when it's unilateral. Taisus says, from Shem Rabbein Atam, that shiduchim, when the fathers of the chasana and kala put together the money, they put in the money for the chasana, and if someone, God forbid, breaks off the engagement, they'll pay because, they're both. There's a possibility that each one of them could break off the engagement. So when anything's bilateral, it's not an asmachta. When it's unilateral, it's a smachta. So that's the second beer as to why kolki agadu lav asmachti. And the Gemara then says that the reason why gambling is a problem is because of a new svara, not because of asmachta lokana, that you're a gazam and a rabbanan, but because you're not osik b'yeshuva shel olam, which means, as Rashi says in Pei Beis, Amar Aleph and Erevin, you're not contributing to society. The Rambam also has like that, and therefore, it's no big deal that if you lie in court as an aide and you'll mess up the guy, it's no big appreciate hard work, and it's not important to you. You don't appreciate it, so you're not producing. So that's a psul midrabanan ein osik b'yeshuva shel olam. So that's what the Gemara says. Two different reasons as to why someone who's a mesachik b'kuvya is taka posolatus. And in the Mishnah there, the Mishnah quotes the sheet of Reb Yudah that says that it's only posolatus when you only have no other job. If you have another job and you do this only on the weekends, then you're kosher latus. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara whether it's a machlokes tanoim or not. But what emerges is two reasons in the Gemara as to why a gambler is posolatus, and there are many nafkaminas. One nafkamina is the nafkamina we just gave, that if you're if it's a problem of gzeila, if you do it on the weekends, it's still gzeila. You do it once a year, once a month, it's a problem. So who cares whether you have another job? But if you hold, you're not osik b'yeshuva shel olam, what do you mean? I have another job. That's one nafkamina that the Gemara points out. There are a few other nafkaminas that you could conjure up, and one is that if a guy always lost in gambling, he never won once in his life, then you never were a gazel. Wasn't a problem. But if you say you're not producing or contributing to society, whether you win or lose, you're not doing that. You're not contributing. So that would be a problem, halacha lemaase, as well. It could also very well be, if you're not playing, let's say, it could be the Shulta Giburim has in Meseches Sanhedrin, the following svara, then maybe you could distinguish between a game of skill and a game of luck. If you take the approach of smachta lo kanya, so then you could say a guy only assumes he's going to win when it's a game of skill. Game of luck, you know, he doesn't know if he's going to win or lose, so his das smachta is always there. He might lose, he'll give up the money. So when the Gemara said a smachta lo kanya meant a game of skill, but lamaisa, game of luck, you had the full das smachta, so the guy that wins the money would not be a gazlan. Whereas a game, game of a skill where you have confidence and you're a ball guy, but you think you're going to win, so the guy who wins and you end up losing is taka gazlan. So there might be a distinction, and we'll get back to that distinction in the other direction, b'zishem, later, but it could very well be if you take that approach of smachta lo kanya, you'd only become a gazlan on games of skill, but games of luck wouldn't be a problem. Whereas if you hold ein osik b'yeshuva shel olam, doesn't make a difference whether it's a game of skill or a game of luck. You're not contributing to society, so that would be another nafkamina. So we mentioned if you had a job, if you always lost, if it was a game of skill, and another nafkamina might be if you play with a goy. If you play with a goy, so we pasken the Gemara as a machlis tanoim and then above a kama whether gezalakim is mutter usser. We pasken gezalakim is usser, but as the small points on a choshe mishpat, but that's only on gezel d'oraisa. On Gezel D'Rabbanan, which we said this is, because you're doing it a show gig. So Gezel D'Rabbanan and Gezel Akum, we're Makelon. But if you hold, the issue is, you're not Osk B'Shuva Shal Olam, who cares whether you're playing with a Jew or a Goy? You're not contributing to society, so it would be a problem. And a last nafkamina might be, if you don't play with any money. If you don't play with any money, then obviously you're not stealing, right? The approach of a Smak Lo Kanya, but if you hold that it's an issue of not contributing to society, who cares whether you're playing with money or not? At the end of the day, you're not contributing to society. So I think we mentioned four or five nafkaminas as to the two approaches as to why, in fact, a gazlan would be what? Would be a mesachek b'kuvya, rather, would in fact be posel le'edis. Now, I did mention that a smachta lo kanya, that whole mahalach that we just said was assuming that a smachta lo kanya is lo kanya mina Torah, which is the standard pshat. Rashi, Taisus, Poshe pshat assumes smachta lo kanya is not a kinyan mina Torah. There is, however, an opinion of Rabbeinu Nisano Mikinun. It's quoted by the Mordechai in Baba Kama that has an interesting shita that the Bach likes very much in Choshen Mishpat and Simon Reish Zion, that a smachta is kanya mina Torah. Only midrabanan did we say lo kanya. So that's a very important shita that we should mention. Like I said, Rashi and Taisus say not that way, but the Mordechai B'Shem Reb Nisano Mikinun has this opinion that a smachta kind of works minatara hefker bezen hefker. They got rid of that, and therefore they said a smachta lo kanya. So that has two very major nafkaminas. For example, a smachta kanya will be good for hektish or tztaka. The Mechaber Amoyav and Simon Reish Zion. I don't know if a guy says He makes 100 shots, free throw shots. He's going to give $100,000 to YU. So, you know, he never thought that would come to fruition, right? The definition of a smachta is, according to Rashi and Tosis, we should define it more precisely. According to Rashi and Tosis, you make a kinyan, but it's on a tanai that you never thought would come to fruition. I never thought I'd make the 100 free throw shots in a row. So I never thought it would come to fruition. And when it comes to fruition, I don't have to give the money because I really didn't have das machna. But when it comes to the yeshiva, when it comes to tzedakah, then das machna is kanya. It's because the Rabbanan did not mafki it based on hefker. If you hold like Rashi and Taisa, smachta lo kani mina Torah, that it doesn't make a difference whether it's a Yisrael, Hektish, or Nakam. Smachta lo kani mina Torah, no matter what. But if you hold a smachta kani mina Torah, and Rabbanan, they got rid of it to say a smachta lo kanya, they only got rid of it by a regular guy. But Bechi Agavim, when it's a stock or a yeshiva, or Hektish, then you go back to the Dindi Rice of a smachta kanya. So that's number one, a very important nafkamina. And number two, with a goy, let's say I'm competing with a goy, Lamaisa, and I said that to a goy, 100 free throws, I'm going to give $100,000. So it could very well be also, halacha Lamaisa, with a goy, what's the din? So it could be if you hold a smachta lo kanya, smachta lo kanya, minat Torah, bein l'rashi l'tayis, I mean, it's who you're playing with. Smachta's lo kanya. But if you hold a smachta's kanya, minat Torah, and mid-rabbanan, they got rid of it, maybe by an akum, they didn't get rid of it. So if an akum says to me, you know, if he makes 100 free throws in royal, he's going to give me $100,000. Maybe he would be mechuyev to give it to me. If you hold like this mahalach of the Mordechai b'shem Rav Nesanel Mikinun, so there are two very important nafkaminas ladina that we have to note that machloikis when we assume a smachta lo kanya or a smachta lo kanya. It's interesting that Tosfos and that whole sugya learns that you have to make a kinyan in order to get the money. You know, kinyanim are where you take an object and you're maver bailus on the object. So Tosfos says you have money on the table. The money has to be on the table in order for you to be makna the money to whoever wins. Otherwise, there's no kinyan. Why is he mechuyev to what? Why is he mechuyev to pay lamai? So you have to make a kinyan. Kinyanim are in chafatzim. A kinyan dvarim is, like Amar has in the beginning of Babasar and Gimel Manav, kinyan dvarim is you can't make kinyanim on gavras. That's where Rav Zalm Nechem Yishlita was once masber to us. Kinyan dvarim is kinyanim are on objects. You're maver bailus on objects. You don't make kinyanim, I'm going to do something. So you need money on the table. You can't just make a kinyan stam, well, I'm going to pay you if I lose. So Tosfos says in Sanhedrin, Chafei Amanav, the money was on the table. That's called Mos Aladaf. And if there's money on the table, there's small rights, it works with din kinyan chatzar. Each part of the table is a quadrant, and it's like my kinyan chatzar. And that's how the kinyan basically works, according to what Tosfos with the small. It's interesting, I just want to note this. The Rambam has a completely different definition of a smachta. We should know that. The way the Rambam says it is, the Rambam Hilchos Mechira and Pirkei Aleph is masbir. I can wake up one morning and mischive myself $100,000 to someone. That's no problem. That's called ischives bepeh. I don't need to make a kinyan. What an asmachta is if I wake up in the morning and I say, if it rains 7 inches tomorrow, I'm ascribing myself $100,000 to someone. That's called das alatnai. Das alatnai is too flimsy. So das alatnai is the definition of what a smachta is. That's what the Rambam says. Now, how do you solve the problem of smachta according to the Rambam? You make a kinyan. See, according to Rashi and Tosfos, you made the kinyan, but it was on a tanai that I didn't think would come to fruition, but the tanai was made. The kinyan was made, rather. According to the Rambam, by a smachta, it's das alatnai, void of a kinyan. If you make a kinyan, then you solve the whole problem. So the Rambam learns the whole sugi of Masachik Bekuvya as being that there is no money on the table. Because if you had money on the table, that would serve as a kinyan and get you out of the problem of Gzeil. According to the Rambam, a smachta is das alatnai. So that's the shita of the Rambam's definition of what a smachta is. Now, the truth is, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Ayin, Choshe Mishpin, and Simon Lamadalid, the Mechaber works with Gezel, and the Ramah works in Osik B'Shuva Shalolam. Okay? And I want to just note a few nakudas about, you know, the seriousness of gambling, how terrible it is. You know, the Shulta Giburim writes in Shavuos in 0756, he writes that a gambler is like a moral weakling. Shulta Giburim writes this line. This is our Rishonim. The Sefer HaChassidim in Os Tof writes, it's usher to give tzedakah to a gambler. The Pachad Yitzchak was an encyclopedic work writes there was a terrible magefa, I think it was in Italy, Rachman al-Islam, a pestilence, and he said that with three Rabbanim, three Gedolim, they said they felt that the pestilence came because of the gambling. This is the source of all the problems in Klal Yisrael. The Rashba and the Chuvs in Simon Tov Mem Hei writes, if you won in gambling, you're not allowed to take a guy to a Din Torah if he refused to pay you, because it wasn't a proper way to get money. The Chuvish Arash in Simon Yud Gimel Os Yud Beis writes that he can be thrown out of the Chevra Kedisha if a person's a gambler. The Zichron Yehuda, which is one of the Rishonim in Simon Ayim and Aleph, talks about a gambler, how he abused his wife, how he used to strike her, and how he got drunk. It's terrible things, the Rishonim said. We have to be very strong about this, to teach the high school boys, not just high school boys. When I was your age, there was a guy in Smicha that had got involved in gambling, and every night he was going to a bucky. Not a bucky, a bookie they're called, right? Alavai be going to a bucky, right? But to this day, I don't know what happened to him. He dropped out of Smicha, and it's a terrible thing with all these fantasy things. We should avoid it strongly. Halacha lamaisa, and we have to not avoid it. We have to not do it. And we have to teach people this. The Rashba in Chelik Beis in Simon Lamed Hei, and it's also in Simon Reish Pei Ches, no, Reish Pei Vav, and also in Chelik Zayin Simon Tov Kuf Aleph, and the Rosh in Simon Pei Beis, Oz Beis, says it causes marital problems, it causes problems how to raise your kids, and this is very serious, and this was not a modern problem. You know, the Gemara says in Chulin on Sadi Aleph from the Beis that, you know, Yaakov saw the Sarah Sholesiv and he said, where are you going? Kubistusata. Are you a Kubiustus? So Rashi says it means he's a kidnapper, going in the Fashab. Rabbeinu Hanano quotes there, it means he was a Mesache Bekuv, you know, because they're always on the run, because they owe people money. So that's very, 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 very ancient. So it's been a major problem, and there's actually a pasuk in Tehillim and Perek Chavav, pasuk Yud, that talks about people that are involved in games in a very negative light. So we have to be very strong about this and really try to you know, confirm it. The Rivash writes in Simon Reish Pei Aleph and also in Simon Tuf Lamed Beis that we advise gamblers not to take Nidarim, that they're not going to gamble anymore, because it's addictive behavior, and they'll gamble, and they'll be over the netter, so there'll be two Averis. So, it's a serious thing, and if you know of someone, you got to try to have them get help. It's like Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal Rebbe said, it's like any addiction, which is an issue, and we have to be very, very careful about this. So, you have this Machloikis, the Machaber, and the Ramah. I want to get to now the Rambam, because there are people that say, oh, the Machaber says it's Gezel. Okay, so Rav Avadya has a tshuva, and he says that a Sephardic, a Ashkenazic storekeeper cannot sell a lotto ticket to a Sephardic customer because it's Gezel. Whereas, and he's over Lifnei Iver. I should have mentioned that as well. Even though the loser is never over Gzela, but the guy who wins, Lamaisa, whoever you play with is over Lifnei Iver, because you're not going to gamble with one guy. I guess you could gamble with one guy, but you're over Lifnei Iver. So Rav Avadya writes, if you take Gezel approach, then a Sephardic fellow, the Ashkenazic storekeeper, cannot sell the ticket to the Ashkenazic Sephardic fellow, because engaging in that is Gezel. Whereas Ashkenazim, it's okay if you have another job. But we're going to see that it's not okay even for Ashkenazim. Okay, it's a big problem, also according to Ashkenaz. But I want to get to the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita, the Feirish, is very interesting when it comes to the gambler. If you look in the Rambam, in two places, the Rambam says like this, in Hilchos Gzela Perek Vav Halacha Yud, he writes, Mesachek Bekuvya is Gezel Midivrayim. And it's very difficult, because the Rambam in Hilchos Eidus in Pirek Yud Halacha Dalid says Mesachek Bekuvya is only possible if he has no other job, which seems to imply that it's Ein Osik B'Yeshuva Shel Olam. So which one is it? It's a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Gzela goes with Asmachta that it's Gezel Midivrayim, and Hilchos Eidus he goes with Osik B'Yeshuva Shel Olam. So the Kesef Mishnah writes as follows. Kesef Mishnah says the following Chiddush. He wants to say that according to the Rambam, the Rambam passes like Rami Bar Chama, that a Mesachah B'Kuvya is possible within Gazlonis, That's only when you play with Yisrael. When you play with a goy, or you play with a Jew just for fun, without any money, there's no Isser of Gezel. And that's what the Rambam Lamaisa is writing in Hilchos Gzeila, that when he says Gezel Nidivrayim is when you're playing with a Jew. And then he points out, though, even though there's no Isser of Gzeila, there is a problem of wasting your time, of not Osik B'Yeshuva Shalolam. And that's what the Rambam picks up with in Hilchos Eidus, that if you play with a goy or with a Yid without any money, and you have no job, so minastam, we assume that you're playing with another Jew. Halacha lamaisa. And lamaisa, even though we haven't seen him, lamaisa only play with goyim, we haven't seen him play with Jews, but we can assume that. And if we see you playing without any money, you can bet your bottom dollar, we assume you're playing with money, because you have no other job. So we can make this supposition. And that's what the Rambam writes, a lashon, harihu becheskes she'ochel min akuvya, shu avak gezel. It's not Gezel Gomer, because we don't know for sure. But that's only when you don't have a job. If you have a job, even if you're playing with a goy, we're not cautious that you're playing with a Jew, because many Ashirim, he says, they go to work, and then at night, maybe they might play an hour with a non-Jew. So therefore, that's how the Kesef Mishnah wants to solve the problem in the Stira, in the Rambam. He makes this supposition. Now, that's one approach. Now, the Dina Mesachek Bekuvya is in Simen Lamed Dalet. It's in Simen Lamed Dalet. Let me give you the exact sif. Simen Lamed Dalet Sif Tet Zayin. Okay? So that's the approach of the Kesef Mishnah. That's how the Kesef Mishnah wants to solve the Pshat Lamaisa in the Rambam. So it's interesting that it comes out, according to this, that's the approach of the Kesef Mishnah. But there's another approach, the Sma. The Sma in Sifkat Mem has a different approach. And he says that the Rambam holds, if you're Mesachet Bekuvya, it's Ava Gezel, because we assume that he's joking around. He's not really serious. Derek Schok Vihitul. He's not making a kinyan gomer, and we assume that if he has no other job, he's relying on this money for parnasa. And the stoma, he's using this money, he's being nene. So the sma says, halacha lemaaseh, if he has no other job, that's the pshat. We assume that he's what? We assume he's getting hana from this, and that's how he's living. So the sma says, very interestingly, even if you have another job, but if that other job is not enough to subsidize you, and you're relying on the gambling, then even if you'd had another job, the Sma says you would be puzzled. Very interesting. And conversely, even if you didn't have another job, but you had $1 million in your bank account for savings account, you also wouldn't be puzzled. The issue is you have to be supported by this money. That's what makes you puzzled. If you're not being supported by this money, it wouldn't make you puzzled. That's the mahalach that the Sma wants to say. But Lefi Rashi and the Tur, that's not the case. And the Sma points this out according to Rashi in the Tur. I don't care how much money you have, how much money you're making from your other job. As long as you have a job, you're making $1 a week, but you have the appreciation of hard work, then we assume you will not cause you to be made a checker. And conversely, in the other way, halacha lamaisa, conversely, in the other another way, even if you have $1 million in the bank account, but you don't do any hard work, then to this guy, it's no big deal to lie. And therefore, Taka, you would be postulated. So the Nafkamina comes out, flip pum fakir from one another. But that's the approach that the Kesef Mishnah, with that Nafkamina that Sma wants to give to solve the what? Solve the Rambam, halacha lamaisa. That's what the approach of the Kesef Mishnah. But then there's another approach I want to just say over briefly, and that's the Tumim. The Tumim in Simen Lamadal Sifkon Tedvav says that the Rambam does not paskin like Rami Bar Chama, he paskins like Rav Sheshis. And since he paskins like Rav Sheshis, they basically declared Midrabanan a Mesachek Bekuvya like a Gazlan Midrabanan. And therefore, he's considered to be a Gazlan Midrabanan when he's doing it to support himself. He's not doing it to waste time, just to pass time. If he has no other job, you can assume he's supporting himself. And that's the famous Shita that we assume it's called a Rosh de Hamas, and therefore it's considered to be Pasolatus. And therefore that's the Tumim wants to say it's not a Stira. In Hilchos Gzeila, the Rambam says it's Gezel Medivrayim. Even according to Rav Sheish, it doesn't make a difference whether what? whether he has a job or not. And Hilchos Eidos, he's talking about the psul. And that's only when one who has no other job. Because it's important to mention, very important, that there's a machlekes Rav and Abaye in Sanhedrin, Chav Zayin and Aleph. What do you need to become psul Eidos? Do you need to what? Do you need to be a Rosh of the Hamas involved in thievery? Or even if you're not involved in thievery, are you going to be psul Eidos? Rava says you need Rosh of the Hamas. You have to be involved in gazlanus. And Abaye says, no, even if you're over a lav min haTorah, which we'll define now, you're possible. And this is Malka Gamzi Paskin like Abaye. So we Paskin, and the Rambam writes in the Hilchos Eidos, let's make sure we get it in Pirkei Yud. The Rambam defines that there are two tracks of people that are Eidos, possible Eidos min haTorah. There are people that are involved in thievery, Rosh of the Hamas, and there are people that are over a lav sheyesh bo maisa or more. And that's what's quoted here in the Choshen Mishpat. You have to be Chayav Malkus, at least, Karis, Mrs. Bezdin, Chiyu Mishav Shamayim, at least has to be Malkus. So either you have two tracks, Rosh of the Hamas, or you have involved in thievery, or you have these lav sheyesh bo maisa more. Those two tracks will make you what? Posel Eidos, according to what? According to the Rambam. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch as well. What's interesting is, I want to just point out, if you're Posel Eidos Midrabanan, it's interesting that the Rama quotes here that it must be also Durabanan. The Rama quotes here, it also must be, not Durabanan, but it must be involved with Mammon. The Rama quotes in Simon Lamadal Siv Gimel, he quotes from Rabbeinu Rucham, that an Aveira Midrabanan will make you Posel Midrabanan only if it's Chimud Mammon. That's what the Rama quotes in Rabbeinu Rucham. And that's smack against the Rambam there, because the Rambam writes in Pirkei Yud Hilchos Eidos Halacha Gimel that if you eat milk and cheese, or you're over Yontif Sheni Shogalios, that will make you Pasul Midrabanan. That's not Chimud Mammon. So you see that's what I'm a little bit bothered by. The Tumim points out the Rambam Pasul like Rav Sheshes Torid Hamas Lamaisim, but you don't need Hamas if it's a Psula. The Rambam holds if it's a Pasul Eidos Midrabanan, you don't need Chimud Mammon. There's no need to have Chimud Mammon. The whole Shtuk of Torah of the Tumim is based on the fact that the Rambam will say that you need Chimud Mammon regarding this Psul Eidos Midrabanan. It's not true. According to the Rambam, chicken and cheese, Yontif Sheni, has nothing to do with Chimud Mammon. And that's a very important machlokes to know what the scope of the Psul Eidos Midrabanan is. Must it be an Aver that engenders Chimud Mammon, or even outside of that, would that make you also Psul Eidos? So that'll be a machlokes, the Ramah and the Rabbeinu Rucham, against the Rambam, and it seems like the Mechaber goes with the Rambam too, because the Mechaber doesn't limit Psul Eidos Midrabanan to Chimud Mammon. That's a very important machlokes. So that's how the Rambam reads the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So he kind of morphs both reasons together. It's an issue of Gezel, it's an issue of Ein Osu B'Shuva Shalom together, based on what we said. And the Vilna Gaon just points out in Siman Lama Dalad that line in the Gemara, Kol Ki Agavna Lavasmachti, you have to erase. Because the Rambam says it is a problem of Gezel. So according to the Rambam, the Gaon points out in the Bir Agra, in Choshen Mishpat, it's also in the Gos Agra, right there on the Daf, Tevus Eilu Mechukim, that according to the Rambam, it does remain in the Smachta, and we don't assume Kol Ki Agram Lava Smachta. Okay, so if you walk away from this, you know, there are people that might say, oh, you know, if you're Sfardim, it's a problem of Gezel. If you're Ashkenazim, then you have a job, it's not a problem. You can go to Atlantic City on the weekends or Las Vegas. So chas v'sholom, absolutely not. It's definitely usher for even Ashkenazim. Why is it usher? So there is a Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos that says on Daf Kuf Mem Chesem and Beis that I'm not allowed to, in the way the Gemara is Masbrit on Kuf Mem Tesem and Beis, I'm not allowed to play a game with my children and say that, like, whoever comes home from shul first on Shabbos, they'll get the double portion of chulin. Not allowed to do that. Why am I not allowed to do that? Because it's going to lure them to gambling. It's exerim mishum kubia. It's so alluring that this gaming theory that we're talking about is going to lead them to become gamblers. And it's very interesting. Gemara says, akufnem tesem and beis. It's usher even for me to do it during the week. Peferish in the Gemara, Xer Mishum Kubia. And this is quoted in Orachaim, in Simon Shinchav Beis, Peferish, in Sif Vav, in Hilchos Shabbos. And the Ramah is not Cholik on the Mechaber. So, you see that the gzeira halacha lamaisa of a kubi is such a strong thing, it's such luring behavior, that I'm not allowed to do this because it might cause my kids to gamble. In fact, it says in the Shulchan Aruch here in Shimon Shinchav Beis Ziv Beis, there are two dayas, and it's interesting. The first daya, I'm not allowed to do this even during the week because I'm afraid, and this is the din, that gambling is so scary. See, the Gemara has in Shabbos that maybe I should be able to do this a little bit with my kids. Like, the Gemara has, am I allowed to give my daughter $20 and say, pay me back $25. I'm allowed to charge her ribbis. Not ribbis, it's all my money anyway. But I want to give her the taste of ribbis that it's a bad thing. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, I'm allowed to do that. So the Gemara says, also according to one day in the Rishon, the way he learns up the Gemara, I'm allowed to also give them a bad taste of gambling. I'm allowed to do this game with them. Halacha l'maisa. I'm allowed to do this game with them. Because they get a bad taste in their mouth. They don't want to do that. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos here. Hakuf mem tesem beis. The problem is in Bav Metzia, the Gemara says, by ribbis we're afraid it's going to backfire. You know, maybe my daughter will say, oh, that's a great way of making business. And she'll grow up doing that. So the Gemara says, I'm not allowed to do that. And according to one day in Rishonim, which is the Rashba, I'm not allowed to do this by gambling. So according to the first day in the Shulchan Aruch, says, I'm not allowed to do this shtick with my kids. Whoever comes home first will get a double portion of shulchan tosser even during the week, mishum kubya. And that's the first sheet in the Rishonim, because I'm afraid that gambling is so alluring that it's going to backfire. They'll grow up to be gamblers. The second day here in Shulchan Aruch says, no, for my kids I'm allowed to do it, because Allah l'maisa, I'm not afraid it's going to backfire and they're not going to become gamblers. Yesh Omrim, he says, the imbad of b'nei beis, I want to cast lots, and I want to play this game, you know, we'll do a goral. It's okay because I want to create shalom, I don't want any jealousy, and I'm not afraid that they're going to grow up and become gamblers. But there's 2 days here in the Shulchan Aruch as to, am I so concerned that I don't want this to happen, that I'm not allowed to do this game with my kids? And the Iker Deya, it's a Stam Yesh Omer, the Iker Deya is I'm not allowed to do that with the kids because it might backfire. And the Ramah's not Choylik. So what am I saying? What I'm saying is that the Magen Avraham, points out, he says, what's going on here? Tosfos says in Shabbos here, on Kuf, Mem Tesem Beis, that this whole Gzeira should collapse. If you have a job, what are you worried about? If my kids have a job, or I do this with some guys in the shul, whoever comes home, you know, first they'll get a double portion of shulin, you know, with the gorah, right? That should collapse. If you hold like Reb Yudah, you have another job, what are you worried about Gzeira Mishum Kubiya? You have a job. Tosfos assumes that the Iker reason is like Rav Sheshes, Eino Osi Mishum Shalom. So the whole Gzeira should collapse. That's what Tosfos says. So the Magen Avraham asks, why does the Mechaber Ramah quote this? We said, the Ramah should be chaylik on this, no? The Mechaber held is Mitam Gezel. Okay, fine. But the Ramah should at least be chaylik. So he says, Ksas Sarachiyun. He says, Ksas Isser Bedavra, excuse me. He says, Ksas Isser Bedavra. What does that mean? So I found the Chiddushi Aran on Sanhedrin, on that Sugya, excuse me, on Chavdalim and Beis, and the Chiddushi Aran says, I want you to know something. Even if you have a job, it is usher to engage in this behavior of playing games, because it'll lead you to gamble. It might not make you postulatus, it does not, says the Chiddushi Aran, because you have another job, but it's still usher to do. So that's interesting, Lamais. It might not make you postulatus, but it's still usher to do. Now, the truth is, if a guy, let's say, flat out doesn't observe muksa, shouldn't that make him postulatus? Stomis chayv makas mardis. No, but at least the Ran says there that based on that sugya and Shabbos, which everyone forgets about because they focus on the sugya and Sanhedrin, people walk away and say, oh, if you're an Ashkenazi, you can gamble. Absolutely not. Based on this din, Abur and the Ramaz Maskim and Minchas Shabbos is exerim shum kubya. Now the Shulta Giburim writes in Erevin that Gzeira is only limited to games of luck. See, here it's flipped now. Remember we had earlier Fakir? Games of luck will fall under the Gzeira. Games of skill, you're not allowed to play one-on-one. Games of skill, you're allowed to play ball. That's a game of skill. But games of luck, you're not allowed to. And even without money, he says. Just the thrill of victory, the Nitzachon. A game of luck would be a problem based on that Shilta Giburim and then Neveira. Because earlier, remember we said earlier in this year, we said, working with Asmach Lokanya, you're only fully confident on a game of skill, right, that you're going to win. So when you lose, the guy's stealing. But a game of luck, you always think you might lose. Now we're saying, fakir, this Gzeira that asks you engaging such behavior is only on games of what? Luck. Games of skill would be okay. And even without money, even for the thrill of victory. That's what the Shulta Giburim there never even discussed. Can you play chess on Shabbos? Then he says, what about playing chess on the week? During the week. So he says it's a game of skill. That's why it's okay. First he talks about a Shabbos. Then he talks about a Chol. But that's how, Lamaisa, we cannot walk away from this sugi and say, Ashkenazim, it's mutter to gamble. Chas v'shalom. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's definitely usher based on this Gzeira. And that's what we're saying, the Magen Avraham is pointing out. Chas isher b'davar is based on that Chedushi Aran. That even if you have another job, it's still an usher. It's still usher to engage in such behavior. Okay? What? Because maybe you're not producing, not contributing to society. Maybe who knows what will happen. Maybe you'll end up quitting your job. However you want to fill in the blank, but there's a sugya shlema here in Shabbos, and it's quoted in Orach Chaim by the Mechaber in the Ramot. Plus the fact, I asked what Rav Schechter Shlita once. He pointed out to me, we're learning Sanhedrin this year. You know, we have a klal lake immediately, Yisrael Shari Lakam Usher. You know, non-Jews used to look down upon, many non-Jews, many of them look down upon it now, gambling. You know, they wouldn't allow even bingo in their churches. So if they think it's a wrong behavior, we should allow it? Just based on that cloud. That's like a Yiddishism. It's like a Chil Hashem, Lake immediately saw Shari Lakam Usher. Plus the fact, he pointed out, it's a Moshev Leitz in place to go to such places. You know, also we could point out, I heard Rav Tursky Shlita once, I asked him, he thought it's Kedoshim Tiyu. There's absolutely no way that we can say that this is okay. So we had a few questions. Let's take the questions first. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, you mentioned bingo, but there are games along that sort, especially for children, where there's absolutely no skill involved. It's just flipping over the cards.
Right,
but
right.
It's a game that
like Uno. I like playing Uno with my kids, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's a good question. Why is that? I think there is... I think we assume like that because we can't answer every game. I think you could say, Lamaisa, maybe number one, it's with kids, you know, spending time with kids. But also, maybe also there is a little bit of, I don't know, you know, you, like for example, you know, how quick you put the card down.
You can go even farther. The game's like war.
Right. There's certain, yeah, there's, you have to koveya. Whatever the, certain games are koveya chachma and certain games are more, but I'm saying it's with the kids and with, it's also, you know, there's a little bit of that. So I think if you put it together, but maybe in a Hanami, guys, adults, maybe they shouldn't do that. Maybe they shouldn't do that. I think you have to convey what the majority, no one can say poker, I have algorithms, I know how to do it. Poker's a game of luck, you know. The bottom line is, all these gambling things are all games of luck. Plus the fact that Aruch HaShulchan, we should put on, Hilchos Chanukah says, people that used to gamble with the dreidel is a terrible thing. You look at it in Aruch HaShulchan, Hilchos Chanukah. He speaks very vociferously about people used to gamble with the dreidels, and it's a terrible thing. So we have to keep this in mind. Yeah, go ahead.
The Gemara, the Chochan Hilchos Shabbos.
Yes.
Gzeira's only so the kids won't turn it to.
Well, the Gzeira's even for Acherim. It's more Mako by kids because I want to just create Shalom bias. I don't want Machlekes. Lashkidus and Machlekes. But for other guys, it's definitely, it's even more of a problem. Acherim. Even guys in the shul, if I do that too, it's Osir. For sure, that's even worse of a problem. For the kids, there might be more of a, there's 2 days whether it would be a cooler Lashkidus or Machlekes. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Just one question. I
yes.
I was told once that, you know, if guys want to gamble, maybe they should gamble with, like, pennies or nickels.
I don't think they should do that at all. It's usher. Even without any money, it's usher. Okay? Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah, go ahead. What do you say?
Is there a difference for, like, tzedakah, like Schultz says, we'll have, like, raffles?
Yeah, so the Rashba writes in the Tshuvas, he doesn't think it's a great idea, if you hold that it was Gezel Drobonon, you know, and there was, like I said, you know, that the Smachta Kanya Litzdaka, so maybe it's okay if you hold like that Shita, but the Lchuru, we hold the Smachta Lokan. I don't think it's such a great thing to have poker nights and things of that, so, you know, that's, I think that falls in this Gzeri Mishum Kubya. Maybe the Raff is a little bit different because not, a, you know, and not as pronounced, but they have a whole, you know, I think certain shuls have poker nights and casino nights. I don't think it's proper. Because it gives off this, it's mamash smack against this gzeira, I think. Gzeira mushum kubi, seems to be. So we should be careful about that. You had a question? Yeah.
It was about the poker, why that's not skill.
I don't think it is, because
teach skills and how to,
yeah, but the mice at the end of the day, unless you're cheating, you know you're not a novice, you know, you're not a novice. So the bottom line is, it is known as a game of luck. I think so. So
well,
that's
people that count cards and they end up always winning.
Yeah, that's cheating, basically. Okay, so I don't know. I think that's what we assume, basically. So I think we have to be very wary about this, and that's why I think the Mechaber Ramah, the Ramah's maskim to the Mechaber on this, without a doubt, halacha l'maisa. Okay, so that's regarding gambling, and that's why I think it's interesting, that question in that story that Rav Kalevsky asked us. It's interesting, would it make you pusillatus? Based on our Stukal Torah, you know, it really would have made a puzzle, would have made us pusillatus, because neither of us had jobs, right? But if someone had a job, based on what we're saying, it might not make you pusillatus, but it's certainly usser. That's all I want to bring out. The behavior is usser, okay? And we're questioning, is that really true? The Chiddush Aran says it doesn't make you pusillatus when you're over an exera. I'm questioning that. If I'm not mistaken, I forgot to look it up before this year, but if I think the Magid Mishnah writes in Hilchos, beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, that if you do an avera that you're chayiv makas mardis, then you would make you pusillatus. So if a guy, let's say, for example, doesn't do muksa, muksa's exera too, and he doesn't observe muksa, mistami b'chayiv makas mardis, and then mistami, that would make you pusillatus. So it's questionable, but that's what the Chiddush Aran says. It's usser, but it wouldn't make you pusillatus. Okay, so that's regarding the halacha of mesachik b'kuvya. Okay, now let's get to another type of psul, which I want to mention, and that is psul, it's on Lamed Zayin, the psul of nogeya. Someone who has a self-interest in something, he's a pusillatus, he's a nogeya bedover, and he's considered to be pusillatus. Someone who's a nogeya bedover is pusillatus. Now, why is a nogeya bedover pusillatus? So there are two basic mahalchim given. It's in the beginning of Siman Lamed Zayin. The Smah quotes the Levush. Levush wrote a sefer called the Ir Shushan in the Choshen Mishmud, and he says the reason why a nogeya is pusillatus is because you're considered to be a karov. Karov eitz al atzmo, and therefore a karov's pusillatus. However, the Sma argues, and the Sma says the reason why a nogeya is pusillatus is not because of karov, is because that you are a choshesh, that you're a liar. It's a chshash, that you're a meshaker. And those are the two approaches why a nogeya bedover is pusillatus. So someone who's a nogeya bedover is pusillatus. Again, we start off talking about psuli aveira, and that's one type of psul. Mesachek b'kuvya is a psul midrabanan, perhaps, as we said. And now we're moving to nogeya. Nogeya is someone who's considered to be, has a self-interest. Nafkemina would be the ksos achoshen points out in Siman Lama Dalet Sifkan Dalet, if you testify against yourself, to your own detriment. It would be to your own detriment. So in your testimony, it would be to your own detriment. So if you hold it's a chshash meshaker, then obviously you would be fine. But if you hold that you're a Baal Dover, you're a Karov, no matter what you're doing, whether it's Latov or Lara, you would in fact be pusillatus. That's one very good nafkamina. Another nafkamina would be, and that is that if you're hired, if you're paid to testify, what would be the din? You're definitely pusil, but are you pusil min haTorah? So if Nogay is a psul of being a Karov, a Baal Din, then halacha l'maisa, the Adis is not Nogay to you. You're just being paid, so the psul is only midrabanan. But if you say it's a chshash meshaker, obviously maybe you're lying because you're being paid, and then maybe you'd be pasul min haTorah. You'd be pasul no matter what, but the question is, would you be pasul min rabbanan or pasul min haTorah? It's interesting. Siman Lamed Vav discusses all the dinim of the Mishnah Makas, Eidus Shabbat Miksasa Bat Lakula. If you know we have five Eidim and one of them is a Nogeya Bedover, what's the din? If you're a Karov or a Rasha, you pasul the whole kat. What happens if you're a Nogeya Bedover? So the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Eidus Pirkei Halacha Gimel quotes a Machlokes Rishonim on this, and he says that it depends, and it can be you can be masbrit in either way. It runs as follows: according to the noted Yehuda, if the psul is a Baal Dover, then you would say it is Shabbat Miksasa Bat Lakula. If it's a Chshash Meshaker, then you would say not. That's what the noted Yehuda and Rabbi Chanan both write. They say if it's Karov, then we would say Nimsachana Karov Apostle Eidus Shabbat Miksasa Bat Lakula. If you say Chshash Meshaker, then you would not apostle everybody. Just that one guy. But the stipler in Sanhedrin Siman Ted Vav says pum fakir. He says if the psul is a chash mashaker, then it passes the other eidim. If it's because of karov, there's a sheet of the Ravid that says a baal dover is not a shame aid. So since a baal dover is not a shame aid, therefore wouldn't passel the whole cot. So that nafkamina could go either way. But it's important to note that there's this din of nogeya. And with that in mind, I want to just mention, you know, there's a whole simon dedicated to people that are posulatus. For example, a woman is posulatus. A cotton is posulatus. A blind person, a sum is posulatus. A shaita is posulatus. There are many people that are posulatus. However, it could very well be the tumim and the nesivis have this as well, that that might just be like a blank. Meaning on those, maybe like by a woman or a cotton, you might not say Eidish Shabbat Muxasa Balakula. It's not like it's a psul kurva or a psul rishis that you'll say Eidish Shabbat Muxasa Balakula. It might be like a melech is posulatus. On those types of things, the Tumim Nesivis say it's a blank, and you would not say the din of Eidish Shabbat Muxasa Balakula. No matter what, they're posulatus. What I mean to say, they posul in quotes, where Chapanaf Kamina Eidish Shabbat Muxasa Balakula, or is it just a blank and it would not posul? So, that lamaisa is an interesting concept that we have of what of nogeya bedaver. Now, and that's in Simin Lamed Zayin. Now, when we move to Karov, the psulim of Karov of relatives, so I think it's important that we have to note from the beginning when you talk about Karov is the Gemara and Baba Basra on Daf Kufnun Zayin Amad Aleph, and the Mechaber actually quotes this. Believe it or not, it's very interesting. That motion aren't our posulatus. Why are they posulatus? Because it's Xeris HaMelech. The bottom line is that the Eibishter said relatives are what? Relatives are posulatus. And it's Xeris HaMelech. Chaber actually quotes that Beferish in Simin Lamed Gimel Sif Yud. Zesh apostolatura edim akroivim lo bivnei shem mecheskes ovim zetzeh sharip suin loidlo. It's in the Mechaber. The bottom line is Exeris HaKosev. And that's it. And that's why Krov and Martak Apostle. Now, it's interesting. Whenever you talk about Eidus, there are two stages. What are the two stages? The seeing and the Agadis Eidus. There's a concept called Chilasa V'Sofa B'Kashers and Baba Basra on Daf Kufches. You have to be kosher when you see it and when you testify. So the Mechaber writes in Simin Lamed Gimel Sif Ted Vav, when it comes to Psule Eidus, not Karov, you don't need Tchilos of a Sofa Bekashas. If you were Nogeya Bedavar, let's say, Bishas Re'ias Eidus, and then you remove that Negia by the time you testify, then you're fine. Whereas when it comes to Karov, if you were a Karov when you saw it, you're done. Even if you don't, if you would divorce or something, not become a karov by the time I'm going to say this, it's still a problem. So we assume that by the psul pisul mamo, no geya bedavar, there is no din of tchilas v'sofa b'kashrus. As long as you're kosher by the time you're 80 and the gi has been removed, you're fine. Whereas by karov, we assume not that way. By karov, we assume that if you were a karov b'shas riyah, you're disqualified, and that's the din. Now, the Mechaber writes that those who are apostle to be a dayan, we're talking only psuliatis, are psulim lahoid. Now, when you're Masada Kedushin and you call up the Adim, you have to ask them, might be a good idea before, in case they are related, ask them if they're related or not. You have to relate. You have to ask them whether they're related. They had a ksuba, they had a Kedushin, they had a yichud. Always ask if they're related. It's better to do it before, like, as in the case that they are, you don't want to cause a interruption and a delay. And also I've seen, and this is gets a little bit tricky because I don't think it's too respectful, when you have a younger Rav, let's say, who's Masada Kedushin, and they call up a much older Talmid Chacham to be the Eidei Kedushin, so there is a notion to have Hirhuri Tshuva before you do the Eidus on Kedushin. But it looks a little bit weird, more than weird. It's a little, I think it's disrespectful when you have this young Rav tell a great Talmud Chacham, you know, Hirhuri Tshuva. You know, here he's telling, you know, a younger Rav telling the older Rav to do Hirhuri Tshuva before Kedusha. But we should just know that, you know, anytime you're an aide, you should engage in Hirhuri Tshuva. And that's important to make sure. But it's the job of the Masadar Kedusha to make sure that they're not related at all. And to make sure that, especially if Edom are younger, to make sure, you know, it's not an insult. You're trying to say Huri Tshuva. But to do it for someone who's older, it's, you know, I don't think it's the right thing. He knows the halach. He knows what he has to do. Mishtomi doesn't have to do Tshuva at all. But which I wanted to begin with, anything that's possible, Ladun, is possible Oid, what I want to just start off with is, on this particular subtopic, is that someone who's an Oev and a Sone. An Oev and a Sone are Ksherim Lahoid. But they're not what, even though they're Pasul Ladun. An Oev and a Sone are Psulim to be Dayanim for the audience, if they're enemies or if they're good, best friends. But for Edom, we assume it's normally good. There is a Marashal that says an Oev Gomor. If you're really an Oev Gomor, best friends, so maybe it's not a good idea. But that's a Chumrah. Allah Halamaisa, that's a Chumrah. You should know that Marashal, though. And I think the minig is not like that, Marshal, that we do honor sometimes our best friends for Edi Kedush and things of that sort. But
Marshal applies equally to an Edis Lekim HaDavar as an Edis Raya?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Halacha L'maisa. Yeah, there's Rabbi Orlean brings up, you know, we normally assume that there's two types of Edim based on the Ritva and Kedushim. There's Edis Lekim HaDavar, that without the Edim, the Gittin and Kedushin wouldn't get off the ground. Then there's something called Edis Levruri Adavar. You need Edim to clarify the case. How do you really precisely define that? By Edis Lekium Adavar, they're Likuva. If you don't have Edim on Gittin and Kedushin, they are Apostle. Right? And therefore, anyone who views the Gittin and Kedushin Ritva says all automatically are zapped as Edim. That's why the Ritva quotes and he says you should what? You should Mimyachid the Edim to the exclusion of everyone else in the room. That's what the Ritva writes in Kedusha Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Edim Levruri Adavar and Dinim Amos are not Likuvah. If I lend someone money and they're no Edim, he's definitely got to pay me back. It's just recommended that he doesn't play games with me, I should have Edim there. So that's the very salient point, that the definition between the difference between Edis Likuvah and Edis Levruri Adavar is Likuvah. By Gittin Kedusha, it's Likuvah. By Dinim Amos, it's not Likuvah. But regarding the Psula Edis, the same din. Halacha L'maaseh. It'd be the same din. Okay. Now, I wanted to get to some of the details. You know, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Chafkesim has a system of the way you call it. And you should be familiar with it, because the Lashon Gemara, which is called Rishon B'Rishon, Sheni B'Sheni, Shlishi B'Shlishi. Let's define exactly what these terms are. Halakha L'maisa. So, basically, we assume that first generation, and even a son with a father, is called Rishon B'Rishon. Okay? If you have, let's say, a situation where you have a great uncle, you know what a great uncle is? Your grandfather's brother. So that's a Shlishi Barishon, because those are three different Doros. Your grandfather, your father, and the son. So the grandson to the grandfather is and the great uncle in that case is called a Shlishi Barishon. So a Shlishi Barishon, Rishon Barishon is possible, Sheni B'Sheni is possible. What about a Shlishi Barishon? So Shlishi B'Rishon is 2 days in Rishonim, and it's 2 days in the Mechaber. It's 2 days in the Mechaber. Halacha L'maisa. Okay? Tosfos B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam says that a Shlishi B'Rishon is possible. Okay? And the Rambam is of the opinion of Shlishi Asher. So we never want to get in that situation. If you ask two guys under the chuppah that this guy's my great uncle, and this guy is his great nephew, we don't accept it. You don't want to get into a machlekes, you know, the Mechaber and the Rambam. It's interesting, the Rama writes, V'chin roi lahoros, we paskin shlishi v'rishon is taka posel. And the Rama writes that it might not be posel d'iraisa, it's only posel mid rabbanon. Yeshom in a posel rak mid rabbanon. Even though most of the psulim are psul d'iraisa, he says, I agree that shlishi v'rishon is posel, but it's only a psul d'rabbanon. My nafkemine, it's a big nafkemine. The small points out, if you're Mekadosh, halacha l'maisa, if you're Mekadosh a woman, what happens? If you're Mekadosh a woman, in Akakak, Kibleidis, what's the din? If you're Mekadosh a woman with Psuleidis Mid Rabbanan, are we Choshish that on a level of Deraisa they were Kosher, you should require a get? So a Chaps a big nafkemina, halacha l'maisa. So again, Machlaikis, Rambam Taisvis, Rambam Rabbeinu Tam, Shlishi B'Rishon, is it Kosher Apostle? 2 days in the Mechaber. And the Rama writes, even if you say it's possible, there is a shita that says it's only possible mid Rabbanon. And Chapa Nafkemina, if he was Mekadosh woman with these such psuleidus mid Rabbanon, we'd require a get mina Torah from that first woman. Halacha L'maisa. So that's regarding what That's regarding Shlishi Barishon. That's the system. You should know the Lashon, okay? You know, cousins are Sheni B'Sheni Lamaisa, and the Mechaber writes a great grandfather. That's a Revi. A great grandfather would be permissible to testify with his great grandson, okay? Because that's a Revi Barishon, okay? Well, actually, the way he says it would be like a. His category is a Shlishi Barishon, because that's Lishita, so he held the Shlishi Barishon was okay, according to the first day in the Mechaber. But, like I said, Lamaisa, we should be very makbid about this, and that's the system that the Gemara says. Now, what about relatives through a mother? So the Ramah writes, Krovia Aim are Pasul only in the Rabbanah, but they're still Pasul. But they're not considered to be Pasul in a Torah, like a what? Like a Psulim through the father. But they are Pasul. What about Machatenista? Are they able to testify with one another? So the Mechaber writes absolutely in Simon Lamed Gimel Sivov, Avi Chasim Avi Kalim Edim Zelazet. And even though the Ramah writes they're kosher for Edis, but they be usher to be Dayanim for one another because they're like Ooi Visone. And he says even if he's a Dayan Kavua, he should basically say that I want to recuse myself. B'dievet, if he judged the case on his Machatenista, B'dievet would be a good din. Okay. What about Lagabe Baal Kiyishto? Baal Kiyishto is obviously a problem. Same relatives, a brother-in-law. It's the same thing. The question is, what about an Aris? Before, we don't have that nowadays, but an Aris by Kiddushin, let's say. They didn't have a Chasinik. Is an Aris is also Puzzle, La'ay La'arus also, but he's Mutter to be made for his her Krovim, Halach La'maisa. Nowadays we have engagements. Engagements not a problem at all. The Ramah says Shiduchim we don't pass at all unless you're Nogeya B'Davar. Unless you know that you're testifying for the girl, you know you're engaged to. You're going to get a few million dollars based on your Edus. Then you would be Nogeya B'Davar. But without Nogeya B'Davar, wouldn't be a problem.
Can we
yes, Rabbi.
Some examples for Baal Kishto.
No, let's say like a brother-in-law. In other words, your wife's brother. That's considered to be like your brother. That's considered to be a psul. We sued the Baal's Kishto regarding that din. Geese. Same thing. Uncles, aunts, same thing. We have used the same halacha. Would be a problem. Because it's through your wife. Baal's Kishto regarding that. Okay?
There is something?
That's a machlekes in Rishonim, whether it be a psul de rice or not. But it's definitely possible. Yeah. Now I want to. Yes, Yisro.
What about your wife's sister's husband? They're the same.
Your wife's. Sister's husband. Yeah, so Trey Baal Kishtos is a machloikis, no? I think that's a machloikis, the Ramam Raivit, if I'm not mistaken. We're machmer on that, though, okay? Yisroel, we are machmer on that. Do we say Trey Baal Kishtos? That's in Simon Lama Gimel Siv Dalet, okay? So we're machmer on that, okay? There's two days. The Yeshormim Debrisho Mishani Lormin and Trey Baal Kishto. Chay Nirli Lahoros, okay? The Lamaisa, the Mechaber, the first sheet, I think we're Mach. You know, we're Mach. You don't want to have to put a full out of Chayshin Mishpat under the Chuppah. So Lamaisa, we're Mach on that. But it's a good question what Yisrael said. So I want to get to the following. I drew this diagram. It's an interesting case. It's found in Lamed Gimel Siv Zion that I wanted to draw. Lamaisa, this is an interesting case where it's kosher. Okay? You have a situation where Reuven is married to a second wife actually, and they have a child together. Reuven and Rachel have Yehuda. He had a first wife, she doesn't have a name, let's say, and they had a child. I didn't mean that as a joke, I just didn't think of the name, you know. It says Yosef, they had Yosef together, and then he either got divorced or she died. And then Reuven ends up dying, okay? And then Rachel gets remarried. What happened with that? How do we stop that? Oh. Rachel ended up remarrying Aaron, and they have a child together named Shlomo. Can Shlomo and Yosef testify together? Yeah, you want to turn off the...
Yeah,
I must have hit that. Can Shlomo and Yosef testify together? So the din is that The din is that Shlomo and Yosef can definitely testify together. Allah l'maisa. Because they're really not related. Okay? They're really not related. So since they're not related, why don't just unplug it, you know? Just unplug the...
Yeah, so it should be turned off.
It takes a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, so in this situation, Shlomo and Yosef are not related, so it says in the Shulchan Aruch they're able to testify together. Okay? Yeah, why don't you just unplug it, you know?
Yeah.
It won't work like that? Okay. All right, it's okay. Yeah? Don't worry. Yeah, you want to just... Yeah, just turn it off. Okay, yeah. Okay. Okay, that's what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Lamed Gimel Siv Zayin. That you have the situation where they're really not related. They share a what? They share a mother, Shlomo and Yehuda, right? And Reuven, Yosef knew to share a father, but Yosef and Shlomo are not related at all. So that's considered to be acceptable. They can testify without a problem. Considered to be kosher. Okay. Now, what happens if people are Megayer? People are Megayer, Halacha L'maisa. So we assume that Gerim from Akum, you know, there's no relationship. And even if they convert, it's okay. Gersh Niskar is Kekot Shinoladomi. And therefore we paskin Halacha L'maisa that they're considered to be what? Kosher Leidah. So it's not considered to be a problem. What's interesting is the following case I wanted to get to. Okay? And that is that it says here in the Shulchan Aruch, in the case of when you testify, when you give edus, when you mechayev a shvua, in Simen Lamedal at Sifchav Zayin. So that's the dinim there. So we finished up basically the dinim about krovim, and that's basically you know, there's different details. But those are the general rules. You know, Krovim cannot be related to Dayanim. The Dayanim cannot be related to each other. The Edim can't be related to each other. And the Edim can't be related to the Dayanim. That's at the end of the Simon. So we have to make sure that we have the Din what? Have the Din Klor. Yeah, go ahead.
Wouldn't you say that because of the Tzeret Rabbanan that you can't marry your mother after you converted, that wouldn't impact anything to do with Edus?
Yeah, I mean, the Gemara has a sugi nivomis, no? About the Gemara has a sugi nivomis about this, no? I think so on Daf Chav Beis, but we assume that's what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that it's considered to be okay. I'll read you the Loshon. He says, "Geirim Yaakov Ein Lehem Kurva Filu Shnei Achim Tomim Shnisgaru Midim Zelazeh." The Geir Shnisgaru Kikon Shanola Domi. We don't assume that that's considered to be a problem. If I'm not mistaken, though, I think we assume that we're makel on that. We don't have that there, okay? All right. Okay, I want to get now back to some cases of psuleitis that are very interesting, okay? We get back to psuleitis. So we covered the psuleitis regarding the Yeraisid, the Rabbanon. We covered Kurvim. We covered Eidus Shabbat Miksasa Balakulu. We covered Nogeya Bedover, okay? A lot of things that make a guy postulated, so we have to make sure we're good people. So it says in Simen Lamadal Tzivches about Eid Zomimim. What's it then about Eidim Zomimim? Eidim Zomimim, we know, are postulated. And the question is, are they postulated Mafreya or Mikan Lohovo? Allah Lamais. It's a Gemara Baba Kama and Daf Ayin and Beis. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chav Zayin. It's one of the Yalkagams. We paskin these postulated Mafreya, like Abaye. So in other words, if you're caught testifying and the two other Edom said, Imanu Ayisim, you couldn't have testified that. So what happens? You become possible. Let's say it happened in April, and throughout the summer you're made on many dinin tairas. So what's the din Allah Lamaisa? We pass you Lamafreya, and therefore all the what? All the Aveira, all the Eduyos you did in the middle of the summer are thrown out because of Eid Zomim or Apostle Lamafreya. That's what we assume, Allah Lamaisa. Also, we assume that if you're an aid involved at all with ribbis, halacha l'maisa, you're a malva, you're a lova of ribbis, you're a sofer, you're the aidim, halacha l'maisa, you're pasul aidis. That's by Ribbis Ktsutsa, if it was Ribbis D'Oraisa. If it was Ribbis Minderabanan, there's a Machloikis, the Rambam and the Rosh, whether only the Malva is possible, or the Malva and the Loiva. The Rambam says both, and the Mukiyosef says, and the Rosh say, Avak Ribbis is only the Malva, not the Loiva. Halach Lamai. We're Machmir. Halach Lamai. So we're Machmir, and we should not be involved in any Ribbis. If you are, it would make you postulatus. Now, as I said, we paskin like Abaye, and that means it's you don't need loshnoi mavr l'teyavim, loshnoi mavr l'hachis. You're always posel, halach l'maisa, doesn't make a difference. Now, if you do aveiras that are not malchus or less than that, let's say a lav that has no malchus with it, let's say a lav shebeklolus lifneivir, or let's say lav shenitan. Lazarus, Mrs. Bezdin. That's a major machloikis as to whether you're possum in a Torah or possum in the Rabbanon. So we normally assume, like the Knesset Gdola, you're possum in the Rabbanon. If it's not possibly Bechayev Malkus, you'll be possum in the Rabbanon. But again, as I said, it's very important to note the distinction between the two categories because of Achraza and also Eidus Isha. Okay. I want to get to the following case now. And that is the following: when a guy takes a shvuah. Very interesting case here in the Shulchan Aruch. If a guy takes a shua, Simin Lamadal Sivchov Zayin. It says that Yesh Omer Shenishpul Ahachish Aid, Aid Vaoslo Shenishpul Mitzdarfin Loidala Oslo. We know that there are three shvuas Dayanim Minatayr, meaning that if Beis Din imposes shvua on you, if you don't take it, you got to pay. Mitoch sheniyachal l'shava mishalim. That's the din of Rabbi Abba. Halacha l'maisa. So, what happens if an edachah comes and says, I owe Reuven $100,000. I take the shvua to be machish the aid. The aid knows I'm lying. And the aid who came, the aid who came on behalf of the Baal Dover also know I'm lying. Can they get together and testify I'm lying on oath? And passel me. So the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Yakar and says yes, because I already won the din Torah by taking my shua. But they want to passel me on future din Torahs as an aid. They can, and they're not no gevedaber because they already lost. You hear what I'm saying? That's what Rabbeinu Yakar says. Such a chiddush. The Rosh quotes, and it's quoted in the Mechaber Halacha Lamaisa. So the Ramah writes, and the same din applies. A Ramah says, "Who adinim nishbal shneim? If I take a shvuah to two guys, hey me eden lo poslo, they can passel me vein chilukim nishbal them keecher obzera." It's an interesting din. I win the din Torah, but they think I'm lying, so they can be mad. I mean that I'm a liar, and I'll be poslo for all subsequent din Torahs. Even though I won this din Torah. So the Ramah quotes a Yesh Omrim, the Yesh Cholkin, and says no. Who's the Yesh Cholkin? The Vilna Gaon says that the Yesh Cholkin is on the Bir Agra. He points out that it's the Ravid. The Ravid says like this. And it's also the Tur, the Rashban, the Chuvah, the Rashban. They say absolutely not. As the Smaz Masber, the Eidachar was believed. I'm believed to take a shvua. So what you guys say is bogus. You can't passel me for subsequent Dini Torahs. If I won the Dini Torah, that means objectively I was right. So how can you come and say, oh, we know you're lying? It's like an oxymoron. So they hold the Ramal Yeshchokim, and he says, Beferish, that it's definitely what? I'm definitely not passel. Interesting din, I thought. Regarding can you separate the two or not? So we also should mention, which I'm sure some of the fellows you learn in Shir, you know, we have the sugya of Palginin Diburim in Sanhedrin. So you might think that that's a very conceptual halacha, that it's not shaykh, but it is shaykh, the psuli edis. And we hold of it ladina. The Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simulam Adal Tzivchafav, we hold Palginin Diburim. The guy says, Ploni Ravoni Litzono, right? You change that to be Laonso. And therefore what? And therefore he could passel that guy latest. Same thing, if a guy comes to testify, the guy was bal alishta with another eid, they're mitzar from the post law. Why? Based on the principle of what? Of pagim vibura. So pagim vibura is not just a lumdis, we hold of it halacha lemaisa. And therefore we split it, and therefore the fellow, when in fact be pasul eidus. Okay? Now, up to this point, we've talked about different psuli eidus, and we hinted to that, you know, you could be pasul for one stage, and then you get rid of the negia. But what happens if a guy taka is pasul? Once you're pasul, are you pasul forever? You're not pasul forever. There is a process of doing tshuva. And it's a very serious concept, the process of doing tshuva. Very, 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 very serious. And the Gemara discusses it in Sanhedrin, Chafei Amid Aleph, Chafei Amid Beis. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. For example, the Shulchan Aruch Lishitoso says a gambler is a problem based on Gazlonis. How do you makshir yourself? So he says you have to do a tshuva shlema. You have to, as the Rav points out in Ala Tshuva in the beginning, if you ever saw the Rav in Ala Tshuva, that the Rambam talks about a gambler has to take his chips and he has to destroy them. And he has to not play anymore, even for free, no money at all. You have to be metar yourself, the Rav says. Not just a tshuva of kapara. It's a tshuva of tara. Hechsher le'edus requires a tara. It's not just a kapara that you don't want to get punished anymore. You have to totally transform yourself. And the Shulchan Aruch discusses this regarding what? Let's say the pigeon racing. He says he can't do it even in the midbar where it's totally hefker. Halacha l'maisa. And any money that you won through gambling, you have to replace, says the Ramah. And if you don't know who you to return it to, you give it to public works, like the Gemara says in Beya. You have to give it to stock or public works. You can't hold on to that money. It's a terrible problem. Halacha l'maisa. And, you know, very serious dinim. The Mechaber quotes, if you have a sheichet that allows treif of meat under his auspices to be sold, you know, he's removed, the Gemara says, and he has to do tshuva, and he has to, you know, go to a new locale, and he has to demonstrate that he would be machzer nevedah to a person, or if he shechted an animal as a treifa in that new locale, he would give it back. So he has to, it's a very serious, you know, serious transformation that he's got to make sure that he's, you know, on the road to be doing tshuva. It's not a game. You can't just say, you know, I'm going to do it for, you know, klap al chet and done. But you can, in fact, come back, but it's got to be done in a very serious manner. Okay, now there are a few other people that I want to just mention about people that are definitely kosher ladies. It's not a problem, okay? The Shulchan Aruch says, mamzer is kosher ladies, not a problem. Halacha l'maisa, p'tzuadaka, krushivcha. These people are not mutter lavo b'kal Hashem, but they're kosher to be made. Even an oral shemes achiv machmas mila, an oral that, you know, wasn't able to have circumcision because his brothers bled to death. They had the hemophilia, they bled to death, and they couldn't do a mila. Those people are kosher ladies. However, Mosrim are considered in Apikorsim and Mumarim are considered to be pasul eidus, halacha l'maisa, until they do tshuva, the Rama writes, and halacha l'maisa, a mumar shechazer bo v'kibalav tshuva kasher miyad af mishlo asa adayin. Even though he hasn't done any actions, as long as he verbally said he wants to come back, that's enough for him to be machshir himself to be what? To be kasher l'eidus al pi halacha. And Akum and Evid certainly are postulatus, without a doubt. Now, I wanted to get back to about the Hachraza. It's an interesting din. We said that Psulatus is only postulate if there's Hachraza. We didn't mention why you need to have Hachraza. You need to have Hachraza because Lekuchos, when they buy real estate, might use these guys as Edim, and then if they turn out postulate, they're going to get messed up. Say to the Lekuchos. So it's interesting that there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin that seems to indicate that someone was postulatus immediately without achrozah. So how could that be? Seems to be quite difficult. Halacha l'maisa. So the Birke Yosef writes the following. He wants to claim psule edis. The Birke Yosef is the chidah in Simen Lama Dal, right here, Sifkan Vav. He says psule edis, without a doubt, Psule Eidus min Rabbanan need Hachraza, but only guys that were over Averis de Rabbanan. If they're all over Aveira the Arises, but they're still only Possum Midrabanan, those guys don't need Akrosis. You follow what I'm saying? Let's say, for example, in Isserese, he did Schor and Perishvis. So that was an Aveira the Arises. Right, it didn't make him postulatus minatora. It made him only postulatus the rabbanon. Such a guy would be postul even without hachraza. Only if you're over an aveira de rabbanon do we say you need hachraza. That's what he wants to claim. Chiddush the Birkei Yosef. Now the Nimukei Yosef quotes b'shem the ra'ah different chiddush, which the Sma quotes ladina in Chayshin Mishpat Simin Lamadal Sifkat Nun Vav. What is that? Even though postulatus need hachraza. But that's only regarding other eduyosis. Regarding other eduyosis. But that same edus that you become puzzle for, the chumim postle you even without achraza. Like the Gemara had a case where a fellow said, I borrowed money from someone with ribbis. So he's saying it about himself. So how can you be puzzle edus? If you assume a lov is only puzzle edus min the rabbanon, Lamaisa, so he's postulatus with Rabbanah, but there was no Hakraza. How can he be postulatus? So Gemara said, based on Paginim Dibur, we assume that he borrowed the money, it was one from him, it was from someone else. But there was no Hakraza, so how can he be apostle? Because on that din tire itself, you're apostle for, you don't need Hakraza. For subsequent Iduyos, so those are two details I want you to know regarding the din of Hakraza, regarding that din. Allah Lamaisa. But that's the function of, we have Hakraza for Psuleatus, Mid Rabbanah, not Psuleatus, Minatorah. Okay, let's just close with the last din, okay? And that is the following. I wanted to get to this halacha. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Lama Dal Sif Chav Tes, Kol mi she yishchai of Malkus. Someone's over a lav sheish b'mait, so it's postulatus min ha-tera. Kevin shalaka be-beizdin, so le-kashruso. Aval shar psulatus shem psulim mishu mamon, shecham so gazlo, even though they pay back money, they still have to do tshuva. So just wondering, it's an interesting din, that if you're, let's say you ate ham, you're chayav malchus for it, right? So once you're lucky bebezin, you're chosel kashruso. What does that mean? What do you mean you're lucky bebezin? We don't have the ability to do malchus minatera bismanazet. We don't have smicha. You need to have smicha. That was one of the reasons why they wanted to restart smicha. Right? Because the Mishnah says in the end of Malchus, if someone's chayav karis and you're given malchus, you're putter from karis. But you can't give Malkus unless the Bezdin has. So he says, anyone who's Chayav Malkus came to Lakab Bezdin. How could that be, Lamaisa? How could that be? What's the Machaber referring to? Maybe he's talking about Makis Mardis, that someone's Chayav Makis Mardis, he's Chosel Kashuso. But someone who's Chayav Malkus or Boyim, Lamaisa, we don't have that nowadays. So you're going to have to do real tshuva to the best of your ability and prove that you've come back. According to the Rambam, that would be, I guess in the same situation, same place. That's Tshuva Gemura. But in Lamaisa, it would be hard to imagine how do you get Malkus and the Chiyuv Bezdin in Mizman Hazeh, Halacha Lamaisa, to make you kosher. Because we don't really have that. The Shema says, once you're lucky, you're called Achicha. Okay, but that's by, Malkus Martis, but now it's Minatir. We don't have Smicha nowadays. So therefore, how are you going to make someone fully kosher? So that's a technicality. You make someone fully kosher because he's not going to what? He's not going to misbehave. He's not going to do the same thing. And in that vein, you're going to be kosher. So you have to recommend when you're Masadra Kedushin to the Chosin and Kala that whoever Adim they choose, they know either Rabbanim. That's why it's a good idea always have Rabbanim. Hopefully the Rabbanim are kosher latest, right? Or to have friends that you know that are Shomer Torah and Mitzvahs. And you know for sure, like if you want it, let's say you have a best friend that you really questionable whether he's from or not. You really don't know if he's from. You want to give him something. So what are you going to give him? You can't give him Edi Ksuba. You can't give him Edi Kedushin. You can't give him Edi Yichud. So you give him the Tanayim, right? The Tanayim are not important. I don't even know if you should do the Tanayim because maybe someone can mix it up. But you could give him, how you have to sign the marriage certificate. So let him do that, But you have to be very wary that you don't want to make sure you appoint someone who's apostle. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I don't think you should have someone who's postulatus to be when you're Eidei Yichud.
Do we have to do Yichud?
Yeah, I don't think so. But even though the Rambam says the Chuppah is Yichud, I don't think so. But maybe at that time, everyone has a Cheskes Kashrus. You know what I'm saying? All Yidim, we should mention that. We didn't mention that. Everyone has a Cheskes Kashrus. But if you if you're choshed, you know, you have to be concerned about it. Yeah, go ahead.
So said someone's like puzzle, someone thinks it's half, right?
Yes.
So they need to have hasra.
No. It's over, as long as you're over a lav that potentially has malchus. Yeah. You don't have to practically have the hasra. Potentially has to have a chi of malchus. Yeah, that's the din. Yeah, go ahead.
Is Aiden Zonman the only case where you say Lema Freya is no good? Like in other cases, let's say the guy was from and then he became, you know, Meshumma, and is that.
No, you're only going to go Mikanel Hollow, right? Eid Zomim is because it's the Mice of Sheker. So the time that he was lying, so you go to Lamafreya.
But you're saying Lamafreya on anything that.
Yeah, anything that he testified in the summer, like we said, would be possible. Eid Zomim is possible Lamafreya. But regarding every other Aver, it's only Mikanel Hollow. You're not going to pass him if he went off the Derech. You know, the wee Paskin that he should go to Mikveh again. The Meiri quotes going to a Mummer that went off the Derech, came back, he should go to Mikveh. So that's what we try to do. Make sure that, you know, he's. You have to recommend very strongly that make sure they get people that are kosher. You know, I remember a Rav once told me once he knew the guy was posulitis. What are you supposed to do? You know, what are you supposed to do? So I think he told me that he had some type of. He himself served as the aide, and the other guy was kosher. Faked it that the guy, you know what I mean? He wasn't really the aide. Not to cause a machlaikis, but we have to be careful about that. That's the din of the Ritva. Says the guy, the Yachas is miyached in it. Maybe he didn't have miyached them or something along those lines. That's what we said from the Ritva. Yeah, that's why the Chasson is miyached in it.
Even if the sacrificial own was made, so the guy still thinks it's part of the cut, so it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, but there was, if you miyached the Edom, you miyached the Edom, then that gets out of it. Allah Lomais, if you may. Somehow he was Miyachid, the two, supposed to that guy. Somehow he got out of it. But these are things you got to prepare for. Like the Rav said, Ein Kedusha Bli Achana. And, you know, we cover, so basically it covers from Lamed Gimel to Lamed Zion. And, Bez Hashem, we should only all be kosher and never have any problems. Okay, we'll stop here.
Daven
for downstairs. Can we daven right here? Because I got a daven for Yom.